Hey, let's talk Gillette. What's happening in Gillette? Next week on May 20th is a Gillette City Council meeting. Before we get to the agenda, let's take a look at some other City of Gillette happenings in the next week or two. It's graduation time, and if you'd like to watch the ceremonies for the two high schools from the comfort of your own home, or any other place where you can be connected to the internet, you can on Gillette Public Access Television Channel 189 or streaming online at gillettewy.gov/GPA. Thunder Basin High School ceremony will be first, starting at 1 o'clock on May 18th, and then Campbell County High School will have their graduation at 5. Both graduations, as well as the graduations of the 2025 classes at Gillette College and Westwood High School, will be available to watch in the GPA online archive next week. On May 21st, so next Wednesday, the city will be hosting a public meeting to review initial drafts of two related study projects for future improvements at Dalby Memorial Park. The improvements are for Dalby Park. The meeting will be in the second floor community room at City Hall. I realize there was some ambiguity in the phrasing there. It's a good thing the meeting will be in the second floor community room because the meeting starts at 5:30 p.m. and if it was in the park, it'd probably get a little chilly since it looks like 60 is the high that day. During the meeting, you'll have the opportunity to see some of the proposed improvements, review study findings, and generally discuss the future of Dalby Park and the Donkey Creek drainage corridor. There will also be light refreshments served as a sort of bribe to encourage public participation. City offices will be closed on Monday, May 26th, in observance of Memorial Day. If your regular trash day is Monday, have your rollout to the curb by 7 o'clock a.m. on Tuesday. Here's what's on the May 20th City Council agenda. A few special event permits on the agenda. One of them is an addition to one they already did, for additional time to set up for the Donkey Creek Music and Arts Festival, the additional time to begin on June 20th at 7 o'clock p.m. There's also an Oktoberfest special event permit that will include a street closure of Gillette Avenue from 1st to 2nd Street, open containers, and live music on October 3rd and 4th from 5 o'clock p.m. to 10 o'clock p.m. There will be second readings of two ordinances. One is for Article 8, Section 4-44 of the City Code, which is about the trap-neuter release program for, I was gonna say feral cats, but that doesn't seem quite right because a lot of them are super friendly to people. Wild cats means something different. Unhoused cats? Community cats? Anyway, it's a program to capture the cats that don't have owners, neuter them, and release them. At first glance, this may seem a little silly, but TNR programs work because each cat fixed and released takes up territory in or around the city, and that space can't be filled with other unfixed cats, and they then don't produce a ton more kittens that we then have to find homes for. The other second reading is for amendments to Chapter 10 of the City Code. Council will hear one optional 1% sales tax supported project at this meeting, a professional services agreement for design, bidding, construction management, and contract administration for the Heritage Village Playground Renovations Project. There's also a contract award for the Energy Capital Sports Complex Outdoor Workout Facility Project to install workout equipment stations around the Energy Capital Sports Complex, as well as some earthwork and landscaping. The project is half funded by general fund money, and the other half is provided by a grant from the Land and Water Conservation Fund. Here's an exciting one. Council will consider acceptance of public improvements for the City Pool Reconstruction Project. So the pool is almost ready. In fact, there's now an official opening date for the pool, and it's next weekend, Memorial Day weekend, starting on May 24th. From the 24th through the 26th, the pool will be open from 1 o'clock p.m. to 4:30 p.m. every day. And then starting on May 27th, the pool's regular hours will be open from 1 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. every day, open from 10 a.m. to noon Monday through Saturday, in the evenings from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. on Monday through Thursday, and there will be lap swim sessions from noon to 1 p.m. Monday through Friday. Keep an eye on the city Facebook page for any updates on pool operations, since that's where it'll be announced if the pool needs to close for weather, maintenance, or other operational reasons. The pool's been closed for the last couple of years, so make sure you go check out the new fourth incarnation of the city pool. I was initially deeply confused when I saw the listing for this next one. It was in the agenda thing as council consideration of a resolution to amend resolution number 2356 regarding the meth. What about the meth? but it was just cut off on my computer screen and should have read, Council consideration of a resolution to amend resolution number 2356 regarding the methodology to guide the evaluation of budget requests from outside agencies and social service agencies and establishing a sunset provision. This will change the funding for social service agencies to 5.5% of the revenue from the optional 1%, up from 5% before. Council will also authorize the mayor to sign a CDBG agreement with the WCDA. CDBG is a community development block grant, and the WCDA is the Wyoming Community Development Authority. And this is another grant the city is handling on behalf of the Council of Community Services, this time to complete the Emergency Homeless Shelter and Permanent Supportive Housing Units Phase 2 project. There's one more professional services agreement before the council, for the City of Gillette Zoning Ordinance Diagnostic. This would hire consultants to review our current zoning ordinance and make recommendations. Council will also consider the Campbell County Coordinated Benefits Trust Agreement to make an amendment. In 1998, the city, Campbell County School District, and Campbell County Hospital District banded together to have more negotiating power for employee benefits from the insurance companies. The agreement has to be amended now because the hospital district has chosen to withdraw from the trust. Two planning items from the May 13th City Planning Meeting. A resubdivision of Lot 1B of Block 7 of the resubdivision of Lot 1 to be known as Lots 1C through 1J. So, a resubdivision of a previously subdivided lot off of Westover Road to create seven smaller residentially zoned lots. The other planning item is a vacation of a 10-foot-wide gas easement, just behind Hallmark off of 2nd Street. Items like this make me think about how weird the English language is. A vacation, in this instance, is not a trip or a holiday, but the city vacating or leaving behind the area specifically set aside to run utilities under the ground. Except there aren't any utilities there any of the times this has happened. When you take a vacation, it's not like that means you permanently leave your house, leaving nothing behind. That would just be moving. And likewise, you return to your house after your vacation, but the city will not be returning to the vacated utilities easement later. Words are weird. That's a brief look at the May 20th meeting. You can find the agenda on the city website, gillettewy.gov, and click on any item in the agenda to get a deeper explanation of the topic and see any supporting documentation. Sign up to receive meeting notices by clicking on the email updates link in the description of this episode. City Council meetings are broadcast live on GPA-TV, cable channel 192, as well as streaming online at gillettewy.gov/GPA, where you can also find past meetings archived. Let's Talk Gillette is a production of Gillette Public Access Television and the City of Gillette. For more information on city operations, visit the city's website, gillettewy.gov, or follow the City of Gillette on Facebook or Instagram.